No, I think this is a disgraceful situation now that the government have basically, in my view, thrown the community group of Chrysler to the wolves. The idea that a group who have the best interest of Chrysler at heart, that looked at the opportunity to avail of hundreds of thousands of euro of grant aid to enhance the village, that that was carried out, and because of a technicality that wasn't of their doing, has meant that now they are going to be sued by the contractor because they haven't been paid. It's just not acceptable. The minister, at the end of the day, should intervene, and even at this late stage, I would call on the minister to sit down with the public representatives in the area, with the community group, and I'm confident that we can come up with some type of solution that will see the work that was carried out being paid to the contractor and the community group not being forced with legal action by the contractor.
Of course, the last thing the people who wanted to improve their own area thought they were going to be faced with is a massive potential legal bill, and also the emotional cost of the stress.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, wrong in a number of cases. First of all, these are genuine community activists who enhance the village through their vision. And the idea that they would be themselves personally liable for this, you know, 400,000 euro project is terrible. The fact that the contractor who carried out the work, who's a contractor from outside the state, is not to be paid. The fact that the LDC still have the money and want to actually pay this money and have appealed this decision on a number of occasions, that there's been an independent report to the department which suggested this is to be paid, but the government have decided to wash their hands of it. The fact that Donegal County Council, along with the community group, now is to be sued by the contractor. And, you know, the only winners here are going to be the legal profession, which will rake up huge fees throughout these court cases. The losers are definitely the community, the LEADER programme, because it will send out a very bad signal to people who want to apply for this type of funds, that there's a clear now view from government that if anything happens, an error in the application, then you yourself will be liable for the cost. So this needs to be rectified, not just for the community of Chrysler, but for the integrity of